Oh yeah, oh yeah. Is that the end of the song?
Drake from Canada, being a man.
Yeah. For all intents and purposes, yes. I was just white balancing the screen. Welcome to the pre-show for Thursday. Going to the doctor's today, back to the doctor's today for another little look at something. Nothing to, certainly nothing to freak you guys out about, because it ain't your problem. It's not a problem, it's just a nagging thing that I don't want to go into. So anyway, that's later on, around noontime. Okay. That looks just about as shitty as it did, I guess. I don't know. So, what do I got going on here, man? Movement watches again today. Good. And then we have, oh, God, Blue Apron, man. I really love that service. Blue Apron, at fucking fantastic. I wish I still had the fucking menus. What happened to those menus? God damn it. I had a Indonesian salmon. Fucking unbelievable, man. I mean, I'll try and give it a good pitch on the air. And then I had a chicken. I didn't want to eat the chicken because I'm really getting off of chicken and all that stuff. But I went ahead and had it. There was also pork, which I don't eat that. But I probably should tell them, you know, just save your pork for a pork. Save Porky the pig. Porky. In fact, all those Warner Brothers animals were edible. Every one of them, Daffy Duck, Bugs Bunny. I saw somebody, someone on Facebook, bless her heart, it was just what she does. I think her and her husband raise rabbits for food. And I think she thought it would be a cool thing to show rabbit stew being cooked. Now, she didn't slaughter the animal or anything like that, like they did in that goddamn Michael Moore flick, but she was, you know, sort of carving it up and preparing it, and it did not go over well. It did not go over well. I mean, and nobody was rude, or people were just saying, oh, you know, people are kind of cringing. I guess anything is rude, but what else are you going to do? I didn't say anything. But I felt bad for her because she was truly taken aback. You know, this was part of her, you know, part of her culture, part of her subculture, you know, and just like, what's the deal? You know, what's the problem? I mean, you guys have never had rabbit, you know, roasted rabbit. It's really, you know, no, man, no. No, we don't want that. Mm-mm, no. I think I was in a couple of restaurants where they served rabbit, you know? I don't know. Which ones? Where they were, I don't know. But I don't even know the name of the dish, but I think it was like rabbit, you know? Just fuck, get that shit out of here. Well, no. Why would I say that? Why isn't rabbit legitimately, you know? It is. I mean, if it's all you have, if it's all you can eat,
My husband and I, yeah, that's right. My husband and I eat rabbit. It's good. I don't understand why anyone, my husband and I eat rabbit. Yes, we do. And, we find it delicious. We think it's easy to cook. It can be prepared. It can be prepared in different ways. We certainly like it. So I prepared rabbit on Facebook, just the way that my grandmother had taught me. And people reacted in such a way. I never thought Facebook was such a bunch of lightweight motherfuckers. We make rabbit. Well, what happened? Well, I made a video preparing a rabbit stew, and I put it on Facebook, and people were just horrified. Shit. That's right, Phil. We have a beautiful rabbit. And what do you mean? What's wrong with that? Well, we make rabbit, and we love to have rabbit. I know, you know, people think rabbits are very, but the rabbits, as far as I'm concerned, I eat rabbit all the time. I have no qualms about eating rabbit. I don't like them, never have liked them. The reason why I don't like rabbit is because the rabbit is an animal by nature that is it's a beautiful animal for some people. I had a young lady in my life, my first wife, who spent more time with this goddamn rabbit than it did with me. Used to bum me out. Used to wig me out, man.
These guys do it, man. Antonio Brown is on. Antonio Brown. You know, you're a good football player. I mean, but this guy's like more all into, you know, where his goddamn career or some shit. I don't know. All right, let me look at this. let me look at this. Well, here is a couple. What? What happened? From these chaps, and I'll probably buy another one. They're so affordable. You can buy. I mean this. No, never mind. What I was going to do is.
And why did we? Why do we?
You do good business on account of you.
How are you, sir?
Very well, thank you. I'm very well, thank you. Yes, we're very well, thank you. I'm very well, thank you. We love rabbit. I love to have rabbit. I love rabbit. We love rabbit. I don't understand why. Well, it's because we love rabbit. I don't understand why we're penalized because of that. I have a husband and a brother both who had problems, domestic problems, because rabbits are, by nature, they look lovely. They're beautiful animals. Both of my brother and husband both had domestic problems with wives that spent more time raising and caring for rabbits than they did raising and caring for their husbands. I don't care much for rabbits. Yes, sir. I don't care much for rabbits. You know, it's never been I don't care that much for rabbits, Joe. There's nothing wrong with a beer, Joe. I don't care much for rabbits. Joe, you want a beer? There's nothing wrong with a beer, Joe.
That's Charles Bickford in Days of Wine and Roses.
Nothing wrong with a beer. Joe, do you want a beer? Rabbits are foul animals. I don't believe in rabbits. I eat rabbit, and I don't have a problem eating rabbit. Well, I eat rabbit, and I don't have a problem eating rabbit because that's an animal that has represented some pretty negative things in my life.
I should call this guy Jack Bickford. Jack Bickford. Jack, not Jack, but Ray Bickford raises. You raise rabbits, Ray?
No, I do not raise rabbits.
But you eat them?
Oh, yes. I eat rabbit. Yeah, I eat rabbits. I eat rabbit. I've got rabbit recipes. Well, Phil, we don't serve rabbit. And a lot of people have asked me, do I serve rabbit? I could get to the chef in here, but the answer to the question is no, I don't serve rabbit. I do serve rabbit. I don't like rabbits. I love them to eat. And we do have a couple of delicacies.
A restaurant in L.A. that serves rabbit. I wouldn't eat this shit for love or money. The name of the restaurant is, well, there's one restaurant called Animal. There's one restaurant in Fairfax, another one called Chengu Taste, which I think is some sort of Szechuan thing.
I don't like All right. This is, what's your name?
My name is Barbara Ellison. My name is Barbara Ellison. My name is Barbara Ellison.
Barbara Ellison.
I don't like eating rabbit. I've never liked eating rabbit. I don't like eating rabbit. I've never liked eating rabbit. I don't like eating. I don't like eating rabbit. I've never liked eating. Ted, I don't like eating rabbit. I've never liked eating rabbit.
Gloria Grover calls.
You used to call me on my. You used to.
Word. Word. Everybody know the bird is the word. The bird. The bird is the word. Shit. All right. That's just all fuck with this. All these fucking auditions. All right. This is due Friday. This is due Friday. This is due Friday. Awesome. Assalamu alaikum. All right, I can use that, man. I can use that. He's won by Friday. Great, man. Shit. These fucking auditions, gotta have it today. Tomorrow at 9 a.m. when I'm fucking dead to the world. When there's nothing that could awaken me. A bomb blast couldn't do it. And I don't sleep all that well. Ray Bickford, how are you, Ray?
I'm well, thank you.
And tell me about Rabbit.
Well, you want me to tell you about Rabbit. What would you like me to tell you about Rabbit?
Why you hate it?
Well, I hate Rabbit not because I don't like the smell or the taste. I don't like the smell of the taste. Here's the problem I've got with Rabbit.
I think we had to have Emery Clayton on to do this. That would be funny as hell. Emery Clayton. Ted Bell? And Emery Clayton, yeah. Ted serves it, though. Oh, fuck. I'm on fire. Where's the fucking promo? Where the bloody hell is the fucking promo, you know? See. It's like that, huh? Okay.
And they need some really big rings.
Jesus, there's a lot of fucking Drake in here, man. A lot of goddamn Drake in this motherfucker. Alright,
I think a lot of people probably want to know the updates on what I'm doing, but in many ways, a lot of people don't want to know.
That's great, man. What the fuck is Ivanka Trump living in the White House for? Doesn't she have a husband and a kid? And what the fuck are they living there? Ivanka Trump? Well, here we go.